I can. Oh, there you go. I've kind of got my microphone now. Chair check. Yes. Yet. Yes. I don't know if my mic's as loud as your mic, though.
Well, let's check the.
No, it's not.
That, okay.
The old mic's louder. I'll just use that one. I'll just use that one you've got there.
As you like.
Loud microphone number one.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that sounds.
Okay, next up.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, we are.
edit!
Pre-recorded and indirect on Pitchless Radio. Next up, we have Dave, also known as Head Cleaner.
Indeed.
He's going to be doing a set on a modular synth. And I'm looking at it, and it looks like a telephone junction box. There's all these little different LFOs and units and loads of patch leads and so forth. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how you came to make this, Dave?
It sort of started off with circuit bending, really. Like, I lost a drum machine because it got beer poured in it, and I just started making little bits and pieces. And from making circuit bent thing, I just got a little bit overexcited, where you can, you know, you make one sound and you go, oh, it'd be nice to sequence that sound. So I just, like, looked into data sheets and stuff on the internet, and I was out of work for 6 months, so I started making things. And from that, like, this is now a massive box full of stuff, but it just started off as, like, one, two things, and I've just built and bought and blah, 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 and it's now to the point where I can actually make tunes, which is quite nice, really.
So all the sounds are made live as you do it, and then you're...
Yeah, it's totally
putting them through all the different...
Yeah, it's as basic as you get. You know, it's got 8-step sequencer and an oscillator and filters and just chopping between them. But there's no programming whatsoever. It's all just like flick to it, go, does that sound all right? All right, move some things around. It's very seat your pants kind of thing. So, like, sometimes it may end up at some point sounding a bit shit. But you kind of have to just live through it and just get to the next bit, you know what I mean?
Ride the wave.
Yes, it's totally ride the wave. I mean, it's good because it's like, you know, sometimes, like, when you see a band play live and they're like, they struggle on for a bit and you're like, well, they're losing it. And then when they get it back, it's like, yeah, banging. You know what I mean? It sort of brings that live, truly live element back to things. You know, it's an instrument, basically. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, which is a good direction, personally, I think, for electronic dance music to be going into.
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of throwaway as well. It's like, when I started, like, when I used to make tunes all the time, it's like, you spend ages making a tune, and then you play it out, and 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 it's like, fucking hell, I've listened to that tune about 300 times. I can't make tunes as fast as I would like. You know, if you buy vinyl, you can go to a shop and you can buy another 10 tunes and play them in your set and then buy another 10. But to make that many is impossible. But on this, it's a different tune every single time you play it. So you've got, it's constantly interesting personally, like, which is it's quite good.
Well, we were all absolutely mind-boggled when you turned up and opened it up. It looks like a massive suitcase type affair.
Yeah, it does look ridiculous.
Quality.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whenever
Sweet.
You're
yeah,
ready,
yeah, yeah, let's have a go,
off
then.
We go. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Well, that was Head Cleaner there with a set of modular synth wibbling and wobbling and wave jumping. Watching it was amazing. He's taking out the patch leads and reconnecting them, and great stuff. Thanks a lot, Dave.